morning, everyone, and happy Saturday, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Ravina Healthy Living. I'm your host, Tanisha Shade, and, you know, it's Saturday, just days away from Thanksgiving. I'm sure everybody's going to be hitting that kitchen sometime soon this week, and with that big meal that we all have, everybody knows it, the leftovers. So here to talk with us today about how to safely store and eat those leftovers, we have Jen Hewitt. She works here at the hospital at Provena United Samaritans. She is our dietetic intern here at the hospital. First of all, welcome.
Thanks, Tanisha.
So as we're starting to, you know, as soon as the meal's over, the first thing we do is everybody grabs a bowl, a Tupperware, and starts to put this food away. What are some safety tips to keep us from getting food poisoning from some of our leftovers?
Well, actually, what you said about putting leftovers away right away, that is a really good place to start. You want to try to avoid having food in the temperature danger zone, which is going to be from 40 degrees to 140 degrees. You want to keep it out of that danger zone, or not let it be in that danger zone for longer than 2 hours. So what you want to avoid doing is sitting around the table after your meal, chatting, you know, everybody's relaxing, kind of digesting their food. You really want to get up from the table, get those leftovers put away first, even before you do the dishes, so you can get them cooled off quickly, and that will provide less opportunity for bacteria to grow.
Okay, and then, you know, the running joke is all the turkey dishes that come the week following, you know, turkey stew and turkey sandwiches. How long is it okay to keep that turkey in the fridge in any sort of different recipe?
You really want to finish any leftovers that contain meat products within about 3 days. Now, you can freeze leftovers for longer than that, and they will stay good a lot longer if you have them in the freezer. But anything that you have leftover in the fridge, you're going to want to finish within about 3 days. You want to make sure that you reheat any leftovers to 165 degrees. Good idea to invest in a food thermometer that'll help you get your turkey up to the proper temperature when you're cooking it. As well. You want to make sure you get those leftovers well heated and, again, within about 2 or 3 days, finish those off or put them in the freezer.
Okay, and is there anything that you should dispose of after eating it that day? Anything that can't go in the fridge or go in the freezer? Is there anything that we need to get rid of?
Not unless it's been out for longer than 2 hours. If it's been sitting out for longer than 2 hours for whatever reason, you should dispose of it. If you're in a situation where you're doing a buffet or something like that, it's a good idea to put smaller quantities of food out so everything isn't sitting in a big container. Mm-hmm. Then you won't have to pitch everything at the end of the day. Really, as long as you store things safely, that would be in a refrigerator at 40 degrees or less, freezer at 0 degrees or less. Smaller, shallow containers are better, so you don't have large quantities of food that's going to be harder to get cooled off in the refrigerator. But really anything, as long as it hasn't been out for longer than 2 hours, and if you do store it properly, anything should be fine, at least for a couple of days as leftovers.
And for folks who have to travel, let's say you drive to grandma's house and you have your meal and you want to take some food back with you, some tips to store that safely in the car and get it back to your house.
Absolutely, that's a good point. For hot foods, you would want to make sure that you get them cooled off before you leave. So if you can get things packaged, get them in the fridge at grandma's house. And then on your travel home, some ice packs perhaps, bring a cooler with mm-hmm. you if you can, just to keep those things below 40 degrees and again, give that bacteria less opportunity to grow.
And do we see, you know, is it fairly common to have several cases of food poisoning around the holidays with people perhaps not eating those foods within 2 to 3 days and not getting them cooled off properly?
Well, the thing that can happen is some foodborne illnesses can take up to several days or even longer to develop. So people might eat something that wasn't cooked or handled or stored properly, not become sick until several days later, and not actually realize that they, you know, don't just have a stomach bug, that they do actually have food poisoning. So that's why it's really important to follow all these guidelines and make sure that you keep everybody safe.
Wonderful. Jen, thank you so much for being here today and helping us get some safety tips to enjoy those meals just once or twice more.
Oh, thanks. I enjoyed being here, and I hope everybody has a safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, and thanks for listening again another Saturday. I'm your host for Provena Healthy Living, Tanisha Shade.